Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about the upcoming farmers market this Saturday are Susan Bronlin, who's just so I can say it, I'm going to call you a celebrity chef.
Thank you.
And Joanna Willingham is the farmers market coordinator. Hi, Joanna. And welcome. And, you know, it's definitely a sure sign of summer. We can be shivering.
Yes.
It can be 46 degrees. It can be raining. But when the farmer's market
comes, it's official.
Yeah, it's definitely official. And this is the first one. And Joanna, it's going to be at the usual time and place this Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be at the A&B Hall from 10 to 2. And we are so excited to have the outside parking lots available to us again, the A&B parking lot and the BHA. So come down for good music and good food.
Okay. And you have a bunch of new growers this year?
Yes, we do. Linda Wilson is going to, she has handed over the reins to me to be the coordinator so that she can grow this year and sell her produce. And Mabel Fuller is also going to be growing this year and selling. And again, I want to highlight the amazing growers that just keep coming back every year. Evening Star, Eve Gruder, Gimbel Botanicals, and she's going to be highlighting her new wildcrafted goods, sea asparagus and black and rat seaweed, which is really fun popping candy if some of you don't know about it.
Yes.
To check it out.
And you are also interested in involving still more growers. I mean, this is a come one, come all kind of thing.
Yes, yeah. Yes. If you were a grower and we don't know who you are and you are interested in selling, please contact us. We have room, always have room for more growers at the farmers market. My number is 907-738-8336.
Okay, 8336. I'm going to write that down and we'll say it again. At the end of the 738-8336. Okay, so so people are growing, and Susan, it's kind of up to you to help us figure out what to do with all this stuff, because it's not as bad here, you know, when, like, down south, when the zucchini comes on.
Right.
It's like they're practically, please take my zucchini.
And nobody will take it because they all have zucchini.
Yeah, but here, it's still, it seems like we've got this short but intense growing season, and Sitka, it has been a challenging year for growing.
It has been a challenging year.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at as some of your initial recipes this weekend?
Well, I'll just bring in now. I got a grant.
Yes.
From the State of Alaska Department of Natural Resources and Department of Agriculture. It's called Chef at the Market. In the past, I've done these gratis as a donation because I truly believe in teaching people how to look at their vegetables differently. And I think fresh vegetables sometimes scare people because we're used to the frozen kinds and just steam and throw them in or whatever. So it's always a challenge to try to have them think outside the box about their vegetables and their herbs.
Right.
And so I've always loved doing it, but this year I got a $1,500 grant. There were 11 other people in the state of Alaska who applied, and I was the only one in the southeast, which was kind of fun, and she divided up the money. If we had all gotten the money we wanted, it would have been $92,000. There was only $15,000.
Okay.
So she divided up between us, so I got a $1,500 grant, which is great.
So is there going to be like a portable cooking operation there?
Well, I've always had that. I've had just my little burner stove that I've just cooked on and had different things going during the time.
And your Ginzu knife.
No, Ginzu knife.
And the headset.
Does everybody want to see this?
Right. So it is a portable cooktop.
Yes.
And is it going to be like a classroom environment, or do people just
come and go? Okay. And I've always had different foods out there. This time it'll be the same thing. I'll be cooking something and also have free samples. There'll be free samples of what I'm cooking as well. The nice thing about getting this grant is I can add. I'm adding fish for the first time and really focusing on the fish. I'm also going to be focusing on some of our featured vendors, which and their products that they bring in. This first batch, I'm using the blueberry salt from one of our salt growers, and I'm making a blueberry rhubarb chutney for a salmon.
Okay.
So the two featured vegetables this time are rhubarb and lettuce. And everybody says, oh, lettuce. But I'm doing a grilled salad. And I did not know about grilled salads, so I'm even learning something. So grilled salads is a hot thing down in, literally and metaphorically speaking, down in the lower 48. And I'm taking it, after seeing what they're doing, I'm taking it to a different level, I think, and trying to mix just the hot and the cold together. So it'll be kind of interesting.
Okay.
We're going to grill salad.
I'm trying to even process this. I mean, first off, you said we're scared of vegetables. And
I think so.
And we are, because we typically buy them in the store, and they've made a long journey. And you bring them home, and you feel like there is a timer ticking.
There is. Mm-hmm.
To do something with them good before they start to get a little wilted or whatever.
Yep.
And you're saying, take this stuff fresh out of our gardens here and throw it on the grill.
Yes.
The only way to cook in the
I just can't even picture this. I mean, we're not talking about the fish and salad. We're talking about grilling.
Just grilling the salad, grilling the lettuce. And what I'm going to do is usually take romaine lettuce or butterhead lettuce. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be using probably a little bit of both, but then also using some other varieties of lettuce that would not do well grilled, because it's mostly of leaf lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really taking that and then combining the two of them to create a really unusual salad.
Okay, are you talking to like shredding the romaine, taking the romaine and
you take the,
thin slicing?
You cut it in half and then douse it in olive oil, throw the whole thing on the grill,
okay,
and then do what you want to do with it. I mean, usually they serve it the whole head of lettuce. To me, that just doesn't make sense. So I am going to be cutting it up after I grill it so that it'll combine well with the other leaf lettuce. So.
Okay, and do people have romaine? Do people grow romaine in Sitka?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do radicchio. We had tons of radicchio 2 years ago. So
yes.
Yeah, you can do all sorts of anything that's going to have a good head.
Brassicas grow so well here. If
right.
you are a starting grower, if you have any aspirations to garden, start with lettuces, because they will just come and you can cut them up, cut them, and just they'll grow right back.
Yeah, we've had some fantastic salad at our house. We don't do any gardening at all. We're like the opposite, and we're like composters. That seems to be our skill.
I've heard about your compost.
Yeah, but we got some lettuce from Barth and Mary Alice Hamburg that was just, I mean, it's out of this world. So the difficult growing season, it doesn't seem to be as difficult for some of these leafy green vegetables.
Right.
They seem to
be
able to, you know, gather a little bit more sunlight and thrive.
And rhubarb, you know, rhubarb thrives here because of the climate. So I figured I'd start with easy vegetables because I had talked to several of our growers and they were a little nervous early on. So I'm not sure if you asked me what I was going to do for the second demonstration, I wouldn't be able to tell you yet.
but the rhubarb, I mean, I got kind of carried away on the grilled lettuce. Is rhubarb going on the grill, or is this?
I may end up doing some of that too.
I am
going to treat rhubarb. You know, we treat rhubarb as a fruit. I am going to be treating rhubarb as a vegetable and actually combining it with sweet potatoes. Not that we grow sweet potatoes and carrots, but we do grow those. But I'm going to be roasting it and treating it as a vegetable, and it's wonderful. So instead of having that cloy sweetness that we do to rhubarb, you kind of get this tart sweet thing going on with the carrots and the sweet potatoes. And I add a little bit of honey and some thyme, and it's amazing.
Where do you come by these recipes? I mean, are you adapting things that you've learned elsewhere to Southeast, or do you lay awake at night?
It all depends. You know, sometimes I'm struck by I am making a cream of lettuce soup. That's something else you can look forward to. And the first time I ever made that, it was years ago when I was working in a 4-star restaurant down in Massachusetts. And when, you know, the head chef said, "Susan, just make a cream of lettuce soup." And I walked in and there was a box of brand new limes. And I was sitting there going, limes, lettuce. Mm-hmm. They both begin with the letter L. Yeah, it'll work. And somebody who had gone to Culinary Institute of America was kind of watching me do this, and he's like, he came running back to the executive chef saying, "Susan's putting limes in the cream of lettuce soup." And Raleigh looked at him and went, "Yeah, that'll work." And I saw him later after the soup was done take a dip with a spoon to see how it was, and he's like, I caught him in the act, and he's like, "Yeah, it works. But how did you know?" And my head tells me. I mean, sometimes I know certain ingredients aren't going to work.
Yeah.
And it's like I taste with my head and my mouth at the same time. It's kind of weird.
To use all your senses.
Yeah.
I would have thought that the citric acid and limes would have curdled the cream.
No. There's not enough. If I had done it with lemons, if you're using cream, heavy cream, it won't. If I was using half and half or milk, yes, it would.
Interesting.
Heavy cream has enough butterfat to hold it.
Okay. Interesting.
The things you learn.
Yeah. So Joanna, is Susan going to be set up all 4 hours of the farmer's market?
Yes, she will be.
And are you going to be indoors or out?
I'm choosing outdoor this time.
Okay.
I'll try to do outdoor as much as I possibly can.
All right.
We are going to have a lot of prepared goods for people to eat. We're going to have salads that are ready to eat and black cod tips, as always, and some other amazing food vendors, as well as Susan Bronlin, are going to be selling outside. So,
and I'm not going to be selling.
That's where you should go.
Yeah, everything I'm doing is totally free.
Courtesy you and the state of Alaska.
That's true.
Department of Natural Resources. That sounds great. Joanna, what's left? What's the rest of the summer going to look like for the farmers market?
So on off market days, we are going to ask you to come on down to St. Peter's Fellowship Farm. Right, it's right at Lincoln Street at the Episcopal Church, and we're going to be selling our produce right outside, right at the farm stand, right there. So come on down there, and then every other Saturday after the Saturday, we're going to be at the A&B Hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. which the dates are July 7th, this Saturday, July 21st, August 4th, August 18th, September 1st, and September 15th.
Okay. And when you say off-market day, you mean it's the Saturday between the farmers markets.
Right.
You can come buy produce at St. Peter's at the Fellowship Farm.
Yes.
And Susan, are you going to be? Is this for the whole run? Are you here
this? This money is to cover at least three farmers markets. Once the money has come, we'll see how the budget is going, because I also want to start a nest egg for future years for something like this, because it's a finite grant. We have to be realistic.
Right.
But I'm going to try to squeeze in a fourth one. So I don't know. I know the first two dates for me being there, but I'm not sure about the last two dates.
Okay.
Everything's pending on what is happening with the vegetables.
Very good. Okay. Well, Susan Bronlin is the celebrity guest chef at this coming Saturday's Farmers Market. She's actually got a grant funded by the state of Alaska to help us figure out to make vegetables less intimidating, locally grown vegetables. Joanna Willingham is our Sitka Farmers Market coordinator. If you want to reach Joanna, you can call her at 738-8336. If you're somebody who's growing vegetables in town and would like to get in on the farmer's market, she would love to hear from you, right?
Yes.
Okay. They've been my guests this morning. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you.